Hey now, it's Mike Gilbert, host of the Mike and JD Show, right here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Join JD by God Oliva and myself every Thursday night live on the Voices of Wrestling YouTube channel at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we stay up all night discussing all the hottest stories in professional wrestling. You can also check us out right here on the Voices of Wrestling podcasting feed, or you can subscribe to the Mike and JD Show feed. Now, enjoy the show.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling podcasting network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
It's my music.
You're listening to Music of the Mat on the Voices of Wrestling podcast network.
Hello, and welcome to Music of the Mat, the podcast devoted exclusively to the music of pro wrestling. It's all part of the Voices of Wrestling podcast network. I'm your host, Andrew Rich. This is episode 168, and it's a Music Memories episode. And today I'm joined by a first-time guest here on the show. He is a contributor at Voices of Wrestling. It's Brady Trappett. Hello, Brady.
Hey, how's it going, Andrew?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Texas Rangers are in the playoffs for now. I'm expecting that to age horribly, but they're in there for now. And yeah, life's good.
Yeah, it's great to have you here, definitely. Not only is this your first time on this show, I believe it's the first podcast you've done ever as well. So we're breaking the seal there, Brady.
Yeah, this is my debut on the Voices of Wrestling podcast network, so I hope everybody's excited about it.
Well, if I can get a little behind the scenes and a bit sappy as well here, I first knew you from the VOW Discord, and I enjoyed your jokes and your takes there and whatnot. And then you joined the Slack and the website proper, and we all got to know you more. And, you know, I consider you to be a good egg, a good brother, as Gallows and Anderson would say. And I just wanted to have you on here and talk to you and have people get to know you more. So, you know what, first time or not, I'm glad you're here, Brady, for sure.
Thank you. Yeah, I have my dangly earrings on as well to celebrate being a Slack good brother. So
you just need a big fat bag of cash and you're good to go, baby.
That's right by me, so we're good.
Well, since it's your first time on the show here, Brady, I'll ask you this. How did you become a wrestling fan? How did you get into it?
You know, people ask me that, and I don't have any idea. Like, I've been watching wrestling as long as I can remember, but my parents don't watch it. My grandparents don't watch it. Like, I'm the only one in my family who watched it, so I don't know how it started. I just remember, like, my earliest wrestling memory that I have is the last Nitro, and that would have been when I was, like, I don't know, not even five. So I don't know who put it on, but I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Mysterious origins. I like it. Yeah. Now, as far as music goes, has that played a big part in your fandom over the years?
Oh yeah, for sure. Music is just a big thing in my life in general. I'm not sure if anybody notices a trend in my posts in the Discord or the Slack, but I'm almost always talking about how much I like people's entrance music. So it's something that I take note of, and that really adds to the presentation for me.
Well, you're on the right show. I mean, that's awesome. That's half the battle of being a good podcast guest, I think, is just, you know, showing up to the right place, pretty much. So there you go. Now, today, Brady, we are doing a Music Memories episode, and for those that may not know what that is, Music Memories is when I have a guest to talk about three memories from their wrestling fandom that are strongly linked to music in some way. It could be a wrestler's theme, it could be a TV or pay-per-view theme, it could be from a game, an album, a movie or show about wrestling, perhaps, whatever it may be. And it's not like a typical episode where we analyze these songs. It's more of just a casual conversation about these memories, about these songs. And I think this is a good starter episode for you, Brady. You know, it's a nice, easy conversation. It's not throwing you in the deep end of the pool in terms of, you know, music theory or whatever. It's just, you know, a quick, fun convo about wrestling, Brady. You'll be fine.
For sure.
Well, let's get to it then. Brady, what is your first music memory for us?
I'll give a little intro for it. So, along with not knowing how I started watching wrestling, I also drew the short end of the stick as far as consoles went. So I was an Xbox kid when I was younger. So other than, like, after No Mercy, which would just be music that was compressed to fit onto an N64 cartridge. The first like game that I had that was good with a soundtrack was SmackDown versus Raw 2007. So my first pick is Survive by Rise Against. Like I said, first wrestling game that I put a ton of hours into besides No Mercy. Did I like all the soundtrack? No, I actually disliked most of it. But soundtracks used to be a pretty big part of games. In all the menu screens when creating wrestlers, everything like that. And along with just being a memory of the game, it's kind of a time capsule for me for like that period of like my music fandom and my wrestling fandom. Like it takes me back to, did you ever go onto, I believe it was called Cause WS?
Where absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Printing off formulas for my AJ Styles, create a wrestler or whatever. watching No DQ CAW, shout out to anybody who used to watch that. Watching music videos on YouTube of wrestlers all the time. So it just takes me back to that. It's like a nice time capsule.
Mm-hmm. Well, when Sean Sidor did his Music and Memories episode, he also brought up No DQ CAW, which I also watched. So it's nice to meet a fellow enjoyer of, Mr. Clean and the Superman versus Mario videos or whatever they were. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. I was a big Zagat guy. So.
Well, those early SmackDown versus Raw games, the first one, 06, 07, those soundtracks are drilled into my brain because, like you, I didn't just play those games a lot. There was a time, dear listener, when you couldn't just direct download a creator wrestler into your game. You had to go to a website. You had to find the formula. You had to print out sheets of paper, and you had to manually, one by one, input these numbers and sliders and color grading coordinates and movesets. And you had to, spend a lot of time making these creator wrestlers. And, did many of them look like the actual wrestler? Probably not, but we did it anyway, damn it. And when you do that, those soundtracks play over and over and over again in a loop, and they stick to you. And Rise Against is one of those bands where I know, I guess, maybe 5 or 6 songs by them, but they're all from video games. This was in SVR 07. Give It All was in a bunch of games. Reeducation Through Labor was in Guitar Hero 4. Drones was in one of the Madden games, I believe. And they're just one of those bands where I like the songs I heard. Don't get me wrong, I like these songs. But I never really had an inkling to seek out more of their stuff outside of the games. I think 3 Days Grace is also one of those bands where, I heard them a bunch in video games. But outside of that, I'm good, I think, Brady.
Yeah, for sure. Rise Against is, I think they're an all-time soundtrack band. I put them down. I went to look into how many games they've been on soundtracks for today.
It's a lot.
It's like 20 games. It's a ton. And Drones was actually the Royal Rumble 2007 theme song as well. So they were just a few appearances short of being WWE's favorite band.
Yeah, I think Limp Bizkit has them beat by a show or two, I think.
For sure.
Yeah. But you mentioned time capsule. You're so right. I mean, not just for creator wrestlers, but also the soundtracks themselves. I mean, you look back on those soundtracks from 15, 16 years ago, and they are very much a time capsule of what's big in modern music and what kind of bands they pick for those soundtracks. I always go back to the MVP Baseball 2005 soundtrack, which has Hot Hot Heat and Louis XIV and the Zootons and bands like that. And it's like, would they make a soundtrack for a baseball game nowadays? I don't think so. And I think Rise Against, they might be one of those bands too, unfortunately. But you know, regardless, I still have my fun memories of those soundtracks, and you know, putting in a Chris Sabin create a wrestler by hand, and you know, hearing how we survived is what makes us who we are. You know, I still have those memories for sure, and I cherish them a lot, Brady.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, well, that was music and memory number one. Brady, what is your second for us?
Number two, going into, I'm in an interesting age group where, like, I don't remember when I got high speed internet. We must have been like, I must have been 12 or something like that. So, like, it was before everything was super accessible. I'm not going to do like the I used to tape trade thing because I'm not that old, but not everything was accessible at the whenever you wanted. So I didn't watch any indie shows until I was like in high school. So my first indie show that I actually ever watched online was a PWG show. It was PWG 10. I believe. And so in honor of the PWG preview songs, it is Hang Me From the Moon by Barbarian Overlords. And like I said, that was PWG is the first indie that I ever watched. And it was like, especially 2013, 2014 PWG, really high bar to start off with. there are so many wrestlers that I've been, that I was introduced to through PWG. Like, full disclosure, I was going to take Kevin Steen's theme song, his Ring of Honor theme song. I think you said Kelly had it previously, so I backed off.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, so introduced to Steen, Generico, Ciampa, Gargano, Willie Mack, you know, all those guys. And it really, like, PWG opened my eyes to independent wrestling. Even though I had heard of it before, PWG was the first company where I actually took the leap and started watching, and it introduced me to so many of these people that are in prominent positions now.
Definitely. Yeah. As Joe has said on the flagship before, you know, PWG is meant to be an all-star game. It's the best of the best. And you look at the roster that they had, especially during the 2010s, when they were just, you know, during their real peak, the roster was insane. I mean, it's just a who's who of greats. The Young Bucks alone, I mean, right there, they made their bones in that company with just so many great performances and matches. And then they made their own company, you know, AEW. So, yeah. Now, as far as this song goes, you know, I remember when PWG ran a lot more frequently from the Legion Hall, I would wait just anxiously every month for a highlight video, and every single one had the same damn song. It was this song, and on the one hand, it's a really good choice. You know, it's this balls-to-the-wall, bluesy rock song, and when the entire video is just highlights of balls to the wall PWG action, you know, no headlocks or chinlocks there, it's a good pairing. After the 30th or 40th video, though, the song does tend to grate on you, I think, a little bit, but
I can't binge him, that's for sure. You gotta space him out.
Yeah, but that's Super Dragon. You know, he's not changing anything if he doesn't have to. So I've heard this song quite a lot over the years, Brady.
For sure. Yeah, they had this one, and they had one that was a little bit slower.
I think it was called Static. Yeah.
Yeah, Static in the Attic. And when they played Hang Me From the Moon, you're like, oh boy, this one, it's serious now.
Yeah, I think the biggest changes at PWG over the past number of years or whatever have been changing the venue from the Legion Hall to the Globe Theater and changing the song and the videos. And that's pretty much been it, I think. You know, oh, you want live streaming? Screw you. Here's a new song. Deal with it. But it also works. It also works for these videos. And it's the same band, too, Barbarian Overlords. I think they're broken up, by the way. because they've only had two albums out, the last one in 2014, and I checked their website. It's not been updated in like a decade. So I think this is their only claim to fame, really. But hey, there are worse legacies to have than just having your song played over and over again in PWG videos, really, I think, Brady.
Yeah, and in their defense, I mean, it doesn't seem like PWG asked them to make any more music, so I'd probably just rest on my laurels as well.
Yeah. A lot of questions abound. You know, where are they? Are they wrestling fans? Does Super Dragon know them? What's the royalty situation like? Are they getting a taste of these videos at all? I hope they are anyway, but yeah.
I'd like to know the lore around it, that's for sure.
I know, yeah. But, well, Super Dragon is a very mysterious fellow, so we may never know, unfortunately. But anyway, Brady, what is your third and final music memory for us?
All right, so third, I was talking about how PWG introduced me to so many people, and in this must have been 2015, 2016. I remember the Battle of Los Angeles, where the European invasion happened, and they had Mark Andrews, Will Ospreay, I believe Tommy End. I believe they all made their Bola debuts the same year, and that leads me to my third song. It was the first time I saw this person, and that is Elevated by It Lives, It Breathes. That is Will Ospreay's New Japan theme song. And with Will Ospreay, like there's so much to be said for going back and reliving somebody's glory days. You can go back, you can look at all of Flair's matches, you can look at all of Funk's matches, stuff like that. It's a completely different feeling when you're there on the ground floor and you can watch something as it's happening. Right. And my first exposure to Will Ospreay, either 2015 or 2016 in that Bola. After a little bit, I subscribed to Progress's streaming service, watched every Will Ospreay match that he had up until he lost the title. And then like from there goes into New Japan, and there might not be anything more satisfying as a wrestling fan than watching somebody go through the full New Japan ranks, you know, like go through junior, go into open weight stuff, go into heavyweight, reach the top of the mountain from there. It's just a really special experience. And when Elevated plays, like the tone of a show shifts. Like whether it is like Forbidden Door this year or whether it's like a sleepy G1 show in Hamamatsu, when Elevated plays, you know that you're about to see something special. And so it's always held a special place in my heart for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we mentioned Kelly earlier. He also picked this one for his Music Memories episode, and it's an amazing song, of course. And the Kelly episode, that was about 18 months ago, I think, around then. And that was when Will was using his heel theme, Bring It Down. And since then, he's gone back to using Elevated. He brought it back at the Dome against Kenny. And I remember when the special piano intro played, people were like, is that what I think it is? And then we hear, dun 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 da 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 da. Oh my God, he brought it back. He brought it back. It's incredible. Yeah. You know, we were all so happy. And, you know, I loved that Bring It Down theme. Don't get me wrong, but it's Elevated. Like, this is the Ospreay theme. You know, he'll be 80 in a wheelchair and he'll come out to Elevated and it'll still work, I think. So, yeah, but you mentioned, you know, watching a guy rise to the ranks. I'm the same way with Will, really. I started watching him around the time that you did, 2015, 2016. And, you know, just seeing him grow, literally, yeah. You know, just seeing him grow in the ring, both in terms of his physical presence, but also his wrestling mind as well. It's been a lot of fun, and he's my favorite wrestler going today. He seems to keep having great match after great match after great match without any signs of stopping that. I just watched the one he had against Zack Sabre Jr. at Royal Quest 3 the other day, and it was incredible again. And you know, it's really hard to find new ways to say that he's so amazing, but what else can you say, Brady? That's just what he is. He's amazing.
For sure. Yeah, I am one of my projects that I've been working on VOW for the past probably been over a year now has been like a career retrospective of Ospreay through like his most important matches. So it like I sympathize with you. It is tough to come up with more ways to say like this guy's exceptional. But like that's another reason why this song is so ingrained in my memory is just that going back through like watching him from the scrawny little kid in Rev Pro when he faced Okada all the way through to like I believe his debut was against Kushida at Invasion Attack 2016, go through, win his G1, and even like this year finally beating Okada clean, I should say, like that was, I remember watching the few shows before and just like when he was leaving the ring after his post-match promo, just listening to the whole thing, getting excited because I thought it was finally the time that he was going to beat Okada. So it's, I don't want to say it's something I get sentimental about, but it just, I don't know. It makes you think of like his whole journey and all the great matches that, that he's had.
Yeah, I remember when I graduated college, it was in 2015, my dad took me to Disney World as a gift, and it was the last day we were in the hotel lobby, and I was watching on my phone this match I had heard hyped up. It was Ospreay versus Seidel, 2 out of 3 falls in Rev Pro, and it was a great match. And, you know, fast forward a couple years, and I'm watching Will Ospreay wrestle in Wembley Stadium in front of this just massive crowd of people. And, you know, Elevated is playing and he's got this huge entrance and he looks great and he has the crowd support as well. It is really cool to watch a guy grow and develop like that and move up in the world and be able to have the matches that really display his talents properly and not be stifled or whatever. And it is bittersweet too, because on the one hand, it's like, where did the time go? You know, Jesus Christ. But on the other hand, you know, to be able to watch these matches live and to watch a Will Ospreay's career as it happens in real time, or like Okada's career or Omega's or what have you, to be able to experience that stuff in real time is really cool, I think, Brady.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will say, though, I think they should probably update Elevated at this point, because I think it should be more befitting of Ospreay's AEW promos. You know, it work a lot better, I think, there, Brady.
Yeah. I mean, at least he's merchandising it. Like, if he's got the shirts, he might as well add it into the theme song. I'm with you.
Exactly, exactly, yeah. All right, well, that's going to do it for this episode of Music of the Mat. Thank you so much for listening, and Brady, thank you so much for being here. Like I said, a very easy conversation, neat and tidy, and you did great. So, first time on here, great job, man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Any plugs you want to give? Go right ahead.
I don't know. I mean, you can follow me on Twitter if you want. It's at Brady Has Takes. I don't tweet that often. The best place you can keep up with me is probably on the Voices of Wrestling website. I know the editor, and he's very persistent about getting more pieces on there. So
yes.
I'll probably get to work on there soon.
Yes, yes. He's very adamant about us writing stuff. Very annoying. I don't know how Rich can stand that guy. He's super annoying. But anyway, Music of the Mat is, of course, part of the Voices of Wrestling podcast network. You can find all the great shows on there at voicesofwrestling.com. Follow the show on Twitter at Music of the Mat. Follow me on Twitter at Andrew T. Rich. We are now on Blue Sky as well, at Music of the Mat on Blue Sky, at Just Andrew on Blue Sky, so a little different there for me. voicesofwrestling.com/discord for all discussions and comments. voicesofwrestling.com/donate for any donations. Just click the big donate button beneath the name Music of the Mat. If you donate, hey, thanks so much. You're awesome. And of course, rate, review, subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many other places. Oh, that reminds me. I know that Google Podcasts is going away in 2024. So just a heads up there, folks, if you haven't heard about that, I recommend either finding a different podcast catcher or go to YouTube, the Voices of Wrestling YouTube page. All the podcasts on the network have their own specific playlist, including ours. So if you want to listen to us on YouTube and subscribe there, do that. It's Voices of Wrestling on YouTube. And with that, Brady, thank you again, and I'll see you around.
Have a good one.
All right, for Brady Trappett, I'm Andrew Rich, and I'll see you next time on Music of the Mat. Take care, guys.
Music of the Mat is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The songs used throughout this show are property of their respective copyright holders.
Cheering at pro wrestling shows in Japan is back, and 2023 is already shaping up to be a big year in the history of pro res. That's why you should listen to the Emerald Flow Show. From the Royal Road to the Green Mat, Paul and Gerard take you into the world of All Japan Pro Wrestling and Pro Wrestling NOAH. Not only do we analyze events, but we examine business, who is getting over, what angles are working or not. Occasionally, we take a look at other Japanese promotions like DDT and Zero One. So if you're looking for more coverage of the world of Japanese wrestling, check out the Emerald Flow Show on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network, available on all of your favorite podcast apps.